No, no, no. I'll admit that it's stolen.
Whoa.
Hi. No, it's one of those beds that stops, and I think the whole station's gone off the air. Hey, it's the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming by. It's 503-733-2970. A group of men purporting to be the Beach Boys are coming to town. I just got, Tim and I both got this in our mailers. I got this from Ticketmaster. Mm-hmm. Come see the Beach Boys at Esther Short Park, wherever that might be, in Vancouver. Here's the best thing about it. Come see the Beach Boys. They don't actually list the ticket prices here. It doesn't say how much it is, but I'm counting it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There are 8 people in this photograph, none of whom are an actual Beach Boy. I don't think. There's this wrinkled Yoda-looking guy in front who might be Mike Love, but I'm not entirely positive about that. Clearly, none of them are Brian Wilson, which is really all you need to know. So there's that. Followed right below by an equally scary-looking Alice Cooper. God damn, I love Alice Cooper, but boy, he's just the oldest guy on Earth. I mean, he was always ugly, which is why it kind of works for him. Like, he can sort of make it. He can sort of make it work, because he was always a terribly unattractive man. But good God Almighty! All right, there you go. It's 503-733-2970. Jim Roop coming up at the bottom of the hour. Later on, Scott Daly will be here to review X-Men 3, which is apparently awful. Scott Daly's here. We'll do Man on the Street as well. Apparently, it's like a musical. It's a musical Man on the Street. And we've got this. Rick, regarding these free tickets to see Steven Seagal, don't you think you need to pay us to go see him? Free tickets just won't cut it for the pain that it will create. Send someone with a camera or recorder of some kind. Then have him yell Freebird. Or how about this? Have someone yell, "You suck, Stevie Ray Vaughan rocks." I missed if you have the, already did the ticket giveaway. So, no, we did not. So I got this pair of tickets to see Steven Seagal. By the way, I got confirmation, that we will be giving away tickets to see Don Rickles. When he comes here, we will be giving away tickets to see Don Rickles, and we are working on the interview. Apparently, and I know you'll find this hard to believe, apparently Don Rickles is a trifle difficult to work with. Apparently he is reticent, to do radio interviews. But we're schmoozing as only we can. So we're trying to get Don Rickles in. Because he's the last, man. It's like, who's left? It's just him and Joey Bishop, right?
Yeah.
There's nobody else. Once Don Rickles kicks it, there's a whole school of that whole Rat Pack era of comedy. It's like he is sort of the last comic standing.
Must be kept alive.
In a glass case, if necessary. We must preserve him at all means. Just to make him like a robo Rickles. Anyway, so we've got this pair of tickets to see Steven Seagal, and I'm really not even sure how we're going to do it. So we'll find a way to give them away. We'll find some way to do it. Let's see. Let me just read a couple of these. Rick, about Bruce Campbell, I saw the man with the screaming brain at the Hollywood when Bruce was in signing his new book, Making Love the Bruce Campbell Way. The book is bad and the movie is worse, but hey, it was free and I got a signed book. That's from Wallace the Lawn Gnome. Rick. By the way, Mansquito is being replayed on the Sci-Fi Channel sometime and then I watched Mansquito, by the way. The Sci-Fi Channel used to be just like anything they could get. It's like they had no programming, and so it would just be endless reruns of like old Twilight Zone episodes. And they've evolved.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, it's fine. But they've evolved into having this original programming now, and I really don't know that it's a positive step, because it's all original programming that is terrible. I mean, it's all so bad. It's all like a giant animatronic grasshopper or something, like kicking over a Texas town.
Mansquito, that was from a long time ago.
Yeah, it's old school. Rick, now you have yourself confused about Madonna. The Like a Prayer video is the one where Madonna rolls around half-naked with a rogue, artificially intelligent jet. Then Jamie Foxx dances in, and they freeze frame. All right, thank you. It's very amusing. Let's see. What else do I have here? We've got this. Rick, the sexiest point of Madonna's career was when Penthouse published the old modeling photos from her previous career. This is in like 86 or so when they had those photos of her in Penthouse. Listen to this. I don't really care about this Madonna information, but listen to this email ends. P.S. I have urgent Land of the Lost information to share with you if you are interested. Only this program would ever get that email. And finally, we have this email, subject line, Horns Across the Hawthorne. Rick, Can you explain what Horns Across the Hawthorne is? I just started a new job and found you on my radio this week, and I missed a week of your show. I've heard it referenced many times but missed the actual discussion. By the way, whatever happened to Matt, glad you are back. That is from Bethany, who is listening somewhere today. All right, well, we'll work in reverse order. Matt, of course, Matt, whose whole career is just based on the blessed accident of failing upwards one time after another after another. Matt, who doesn't actually need to expend any energy to have a successful or good or prosperous life. Matt was producing this show for the longest time when we were over at Entercom, and then he got promoted, and he now produces one of the morning shows over there. So there you go. So that's Matt, who would show up late, leave early, spend most of his time playing role-playing games on his laptop in the studio and picking out what he was going to buy.
Organizing the next card game.
That was it, man. It's like 3 out of 5 times you walk into the studio and Matt's just in there with his laptop and a copy of, like, Motorcycle Weekly picking out what he's going to spend his raise on. Because Matt had been there longer than any of us. And the union, of course, benefited people like... Because Matt had reached some sort of golden time or something in terms of the union employment, and so he just raked in money like hand over fist for doing, I think, relatively speaking, a small amount of work. And so, you know, but what are you going to do? It's just like I really am just saying this out of jealousy. So like, he got promoted, so he does a morning show over there now. Horns Across the Hawthorne. So we are now, I think it's either 12 or 11 days away from this. So Horns Across the Hawthorne, it is coming up on Tuesday, June 6th, 2006, which is 6606, which is a date that only comes once in a millennium. And so, as a means to praise our Dark Lord, what we're going to be doing is we are going to be gathering as many people as we can that day. We're going to gather around 5:30. We're going to put out an email about this. This will all be on the website. There will be all the information about this. We are going to gather at around 5:30 there at the foot of the bridge right there. What is it? There's that pale green kind of restaurant down there, and it's, you know, on the north side. Anyway, the tent will be there. So it's like right there at the base of the bridge. So everybody will gather there around 5:30, and then we will line the north side of the Hawthorne Bridge on that pedestrian path. That was me hitting the microphone button. On the pedestrian path, and then at 6:06, everyone will simultaneously, we will all raise our hands in a salute to our demon overlord, Satan. And it'll be photographed. We got at least, now we have one guy who's going to be photographing it.
So we're doing it mostly for the photo op, because it's going to look awesome.
Totally for the photo op.
Yeah, it sounds kind of weird to, like, go on, because I was kind of hesitant, like, but a photo of that would be really cool.
It's totally going to be great. And then we are all going to, we're going to retire to Dante's, and everybody will booze up and spin the pentagram of prizes. So at Dante's afterwards, there's going to be a pentagram of prizes. But here's the thing, is that to spin the pentagram of prizes, you must have gone to the actual event, because we're going to have like a collector, like a concert laminate kind of a thing. So you're going to get that, and then at Dante's, yes, you'll be able to buy adult beverages and spin the pentagram of prizes. So that's what that is. So that's going to be, so that is happening, a week from this coming Tuesday. It's happening on June 6th, 2006. That is when the Horns Across the Willamette event is happening. So there you go. It's 503-733-2970. I'm going to break now, Sarah, so we can, because I'm going to come back. We're going to talk about Steven Seagal, and then we got Jim Roop coming up at the bottom of the hour. It's 503-733-2970. Come back. We have calls to get to, email to get to, Jim Roop coming up, top five, Scott Daly later will be reviewing X-Men 3, Scotty J's Man in the Street. Don't go anywhere. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970, Solid State Radio. With a name like lesbian, it's gotta be good. Hi there. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming by. Jim Roop gonna be up here in a few minutes. Later on, Scott Daly will be here from Film Fever Radio. Don't forget, Clyde Lewis will be in the studio with us on Monday. And so forth. And we got these Steven Seagal tickets that we have to give away in some way. I don't know how. I don't know what we're going to do. We'll figure something out. It's 503-733-2970. Rick, for the love of sweet God, quit saying that 666 only comes once a millennium. It happens every 100 years. Don't be retarded. I guess that is true. Let's just pretend that never happened. All right. Rick, this email is Land of the Lost. I could take this story to Lars Larson, but I want you to get the scoop first. Here it is. Before he began his career as a feared Detroit Piston bad boy, Bill Laimbeer once played a sleaze stack on the aforementioned show. There's no need to pay me for this, just a heartfelt thank you will do. There you go. Now I'm all over that. I've already got that. All right, it's 503-733-2970. We've got, to the boat guy. We lose the boat guy? Oh, we lost the boat guy. Oh.
Call back.
Oh, let's see. Oh, that's Paul's fault for hanging up. What does Jeffrey Tambor say in Mr. Mom? I was coming to call you back. Well, whatever. All right, it's 503. Oh, I think this is him. Is this Paul? No. All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Paul.
Hey, Paul, what do you got, brother?
Hey, I'm going to be down there on the water filming that, Horns Across the Hawthorn. And I would like to go to Dante's afterwards, but I would like to know how I'm supposed to get a voucher.
It's free to hang out at Dante's later on.
No, here's the thing. I wish you'd clarify this. So on 6606, which apparently happens once every 100 years, Mr. Smarty Science Man, so we are lining up on the bridge. We're going to do the big, because first of all, think about how great this is going to look like in a photograph. You got
exactly.
That is one of those things when you are, how old are you, sir?
I'm 30.
You're 30. So you're a young, 30. How is it that you have a boat? What, are you a drug dealer? You can tell me.
No, it's something, my mom and I went on.
She
never uses.
All right, then. So, in any event, this is one of those things. You're 75 years old and you're whittling a stick outside the old folks' home. You're going to be able to, look at this. This is a fantastic picture. It'll be like that picture of all the guys in New York sitting on the I-beam, like 100 stories in the air, eating their lunch
above. I have that in my room.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It'll be just like that, only it's satanic. You know what I mean?
What are we going to do with this picture once we have it?
I don't know. It's going to be,
we've got to frame it and put it in here.
Well, we got to frame it and hang it out on the hallway here. Because here's what you got to understand.
Yeah.
You see, we work in a building full of people who, there are really only two attitudes, I think, towards a station and a show like this at any building. They either don't know about you or they just despise you. And the entire time this show has been on the air in Portland, all of our coworkers have had one of those two impressions about us. They either hate us or they don't even know who we are. They think that we're interns or something. So you go into any office around here and there's just all of these framed, you go to KUFO and there's framed Rockfest posters. And, a couple has the framed, whatever, the gold records, and whatever. And so this is going to be our first big, we were here thing. So we're going to get
blow
the photo taken.
Poster out of it.
Blow it up totally. Frame it. Stick it in the hallway. That's going to be
maybe
a thing we can show
that,
clients.
Maybe that we could use that as a calendar that we've been meaning to
totally.
Forever.
As they're trying to pitch clients on AM 970, they can point to hundreds of listeners making a sign of the devil. And allying themselves with Satan. And that, my friend, that'll get the buy right there. So anyway, we're going to get a photo tag and blow it up, frame it, and then we've been talking about doing a calendar, we've been talking about doing whatever. But just think how fantastic it's going to look.
That'll be great.
So, all right, so you are going to be out on your boat, and you will be taking, because we've got another guy taking a picture from down on the Esplanade. You're going to be able to get a shot from there.
I'm going to take many pictures, I'm just going to be down there for that event.
Okay.
I'm not going to just be down there for any reason.
And so you're just coming down for that?
For that.
Listen to this. Listen to the devotion and dedication of the Rick Emerson audience. So now, are you going to have one of those lenses that's 100 feet long to get this?
No. I have a digital camera that I'm actually going to take many pictures, and I'll bring it to Dante's.
All right. So this is what is happening. So on Tuesday the 6th, we're all going to gather kind of near that little walk-up ramp to the bridge, 5:30. We will then all spread out. We will line the north side of the bridge, that pedestrian path, and then at 6:06, big devil horns, get the shots, and then we retire to Dante's, where there will be booze and the pentagram of prizes. The Dante's is free. Now, there's no cover to get in there. You got to be part of the event to get the... there's going to be a little backstage pass thing we're going to give you, and that will let you spin the pentagram of prizes. But I think we can probably grandfather you in there, sir.
Okay, I'll be out in a little black boat. You'll see me.
Excellent. Well, drop me an email and let me know your contact info and whatnot so we can talk about this.
Not a problem.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. It's Paul.
This is getting bigger by the moment.
I can feel the
forward motion.
Feel the momentum. Tell me when you've ever heard of anything this cool. By the way, I'd like to note on the screen right now, Caller said that it's not every 100 years that it'll be 6606. I can't even read this. Caller said not every 100 years, because in 100 years, it would be 6616. Well, that doesn't make any sense. I don't even know what I'm reading.
That's somebody who failed Math 101.
that was football player math there. All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
I'm Charlie.
Charlie, what's up?
Full-time listener. Hey, I've been trying to call a pilot buddy of mine. He flies over, like, job sites that I work on and takes aerial photos.
Right.
And he does it for flight time because he has to log so many hours.
Because he's got to be up there anyway.
Well, yeah, see, and if he can clear getting close enough to get a good shot, he's got this really cool camera deal that takes this huge panoramic shot.
Listen to that! Listen to that right there. So you might be able to get the guy to do the big, like, actual, so we would have three different nights. So we would have the guy down below on the Esplanade, our friend Jason Crump, who's going to be down there from, he's a guy who's done a lot of press photos in the past stuff. So he would be down there in the Esplanade. We got Paul, who's going to be out there in the boat. You got a guy who might be able to take the shot from the air.
Yeah, he calls me when he flies over my job sites and goes, look up. And I look up and wave, and he's up there flying over. I bet he would do it.
How fantastic would that be?
I'm trying to get a hold of him. I know no guarantees, but if I could say, hey, everybody will wave at you, he'd do it just to go up and fly.
If you don't do it for Satan, who would you do it for?
Well,
you know what I mean?
I would do it for Rick Emerson.
That's the right answer.
See,
I can't come out and ask you that, though. I can't say, like, do it for Rick Emerson, because it makes me sound like I'm egocentric. But I can, like, give you the alley-oop and let you say it.
I can't say the other guy because I'm a recovering Catholic and I'll burn in hell. Yeah. So, there you have it.
Friend, you're listening to this show every day. I think that your ticket is already punched, my friend.
I'm in every day, and you and I will punch our tickets together.
Completely.
Have a good one, my friend.
All right, thank you. There you go. That's Charlie. All right. It's 503. See, you can feel the inertia, the momentum building.
I'm actually kind of excited. I have to say, I wasn't that excited about the idea. It seemed kind of dorky to me.
Oh, it is dorky, but it's dorky
but
in the most glorious way.
But now it seems like it's for a purpose, because if you just do it and...
No, it's all for
like,
the photo.
Woo, devil horns, that's
no, it's
it.
All for the
for
picture.
The photo, yeah.
It is for posterity.
That's cool.
And,
if we can get commemorative photos for the people who show up, that'd be even better.
Get it put on a plate?
It needs to be put in a time capsule.
We'll get it put in a plate with Elvis and, you know, Marilyn Monroe flanking us. Now, picture it to realize how cool this is and how much you want to be part of this. And this is the thing I'm going to be repeating. You got to really close your eyes and picture it in a photograph.
No, if I picture it in a photograph, but like you're bigger than Jesus thing.
Yeah.
I pictured like the Hawthorne Bridge as the headband for the bigger than Jesus, and then with the horns on top.
Totally. That's exactly what we were talking about doing, by the way. The graphics woman was talking about that. Yeah, you got to picture yourself up on the bridge, and then in the corner, it's like when you go to sit in one of those restaurants here, and they've got the old-timey photos of like, you know, here's Division Street in 1910. Or those pictures of, what is that street, the theater isn't like the Hippodrome or whatever used to be there. Anyway, that's in 100 years, they will look back and they will see that you were part of this glorious day. All right. We'll get some more calls about this here in just a moment. It's 503-733-297. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome another Rick Emerson Show from Los Angeles, Jim Roop. How are you, sir?
I am well, sir. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you for coming on. Thank you for wishing us that. We wish it to you in return. How are things in the glorious Sunshine State?
Wonderful, because we're visited by...
Or is the Sunshine State, is the Sunshine State Florida?
Yes,
Florida.
It is.
What are you in California?
This is the illegal immigrant state.
Thank you. Zing!
The golden
state. See, right there. I toss it to you. Bam! Comes right back. All right. Good times. Hey, let me ask you this. Before we talk about just whatever you have planned for the weekend, let me ask you this. If you were, let's say, a hick, and you and a friend were building homemade explosives, and as part of your fun, you were blowing those things up inside a large barbecue pit. Now, if you put one of those homemade explosives into the pit, you lit it, and then nothing happened, would you, A, walk a safe distance away and maybe toss something at it or put it out with a hose, B, go somewhere else, come back in an hour or so, see what's happened, or C, immediately reach into there with your friends while leaning down and looking in to see what was happening? I'm just theoretically, as a journalist now, what would you say?
I know exactly. I better know where you're going with it.
So what would you do? And then
I would not be so dumb as to go up and stick my face in it.
Let me tell you about a little place called Vancouver, Washington. Because this is on the outskirts of Vancouver somewhere.
This is Maplevine.
I'm sorry. This is
but the same thing could happen. Maplevine.
Yeah. So it's...
I mean, it could happen in California, like in the Inland Empire, Riverside, and San Bernardino, all those redneck places.
Anywhere where the common people, you know, are are eating a lot of paint chips. So, anyway, I'm just checking to see. I want to make sure, because there are two answers. There's the what would you do, and then there's the what would a guy in any news story that we would be reading on this show do. So, they're good times. Hey, so Vicente Fox, who is the president of Mexico.
Yeah.
He said that whole name makes him sound like he had a professional wrestler or something. But he is on this whole tour where he went. This is what happens when you let, like, some Expedia knockoff book your tour. He started in Salt Lake. Then he went to Yakima. This is like when you're looking in the paper to see where Southwest will fly you that day. And it's nowhere you want to go. It's always, you know, it's always like Sandpoint, Idaho.
Fire, so you got to go.
Totally, yes. I mean, you can't afford to go anywhere good, you know, but it's like for $19.99, you can go to Weed, you know. Would you like to go to Needles? There, Needles is a great place. So he went to Salt Lake, then Yakima, as they say here, and then to where? To Los Angeles?
Yeah, he got here not too long ago, a little bit ago.
Here's something I don't understand. I'm reading now from the CNN prep sheet. He vowed in a speech to the California state legislature, this is the president of Mexico, that his country, Mexico, will do its part in safeguarding Mexico's border with the United States. Now, I'm not a learned man, Jim Roop, but it occurs to me that if you are Vicente Fox, who is the president of Mexico, you probably don't mean this, and if you mean this, you probably shouldn't, because really, let's speak about this honestly and as adults. There's nothing better for this guy than for illegal immigration to continue the way it is, because this is a truism, I believe, that it is really only the poorest and least upwardly mobile people who sneak over the border into the United States. Everybody in Mexico who's really rich and well off just stays there, right?
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, it's...
That government has always favored the rich upper class of society and ignored the poorer people.
So if you're him, you're just hoping that everybody who's poor in Mexico continues to flee the country.
Well, yeah, and you're not going to say anything to the contrary on America's soil.
Yeah, I mean, it's like managing an apartment complex where, half the people are really rich and half the people have no teeth and run meth labs. And it's like, if the people with no teeth and meth labs start sneaking into the apartment complex next door to live, what do you care? You're all for it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
you know, he's over here touting how much stronger the economy is. It's stronger than it's ever been in Mexico's lifetime. That there's jobs and the economy is continuing to grow. And his goal is to create enough jobs where illegal migration to the U.S. is no longer necessary. But you have to also remember, over the past 5 years, millions of people have fled his country during his administration. And, you know, and unfortunately, we're not allowed to ask him any questions. There is no Q&A whatsoever. And I find that incredibly interesting that's being tolerated.
He's, all right. Was that just part of, is that like when when Tom Cruise or somebody comes out and they just tell you that Mr. Cruise will not be taking any questions. Please do not attempt to touch me. Do not look Mr. Cruise in the eye.
You know, then don't invite us here. Just send us an audio tape.
Seriously.
Of his comments. If we're not going to be able to ask questions, I don't want to show up here. Gas is too expensive.
That's what I'm saying. See, it's that kind of spunk, Jim Roop, that is propelling you towards the top of our favorite people list. It is that. I'm saying it's that kind of spark that keeps us, you know.
It just pisses me off is what it does.
That's what I'm saying. All right. Now, you are going to be, at work? Are you going to be doing anything on Monday?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Excellent. Well, we will probably be speaking to you on Monday to find out how Jim Roop spends his holiday afternoon.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Looking forward to that.
You have a good weekend. We will talk to you Monday, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
All right. There you go. That's Jim Roop, CNN radio correspondent in Los Angeles. Rick, see, why are we so dumb on this show? Rick, this email comes in. Rick, I'm not sure that only once in a millennium is accurate. Doesn't it come once a century? Now I don't even know.
There's too much math going on here.
Seriously, I have this job because I can't add correctly. Doesn't it come once a century? I don't know.
Why don't we have a geography B instead?
Can we please?
Yes.
Can Starbucks sponsor it? Oh, by the way, Sarah, you have a brand new preset over there.
I know. I'm very excited.
I gave you a new. I gave Sarah Dillon a new hotkey. A new hotkey on the.
Oh, did you put it on the hotkey?
We built this Starbucks.
Yeah.
We built this Starbucks and hot and so big.
It's a Starbucks over there. If you feel like you wanna.
I might.
We built this Starbucks and hot.
David, who was the guy who runs the Rick Emerson Global Domination Watch, that site, he's also put the video up there. So you go to the Rick Emerson Global Domination site, and you can watch the actual Starbucks video. It is posted there. Rick, regarding your 666 event, don't forget that the Rose Festival will be full swing at that time.
Oh, no.
Oh, they're going to love us. I'm sure the Rose Festival will love the extra foot traffic. Dear advertiser, I saw a man holding up a sign that seemed to indicate his alliance with the devil. I will never again patronize your radio station. Let's see. 503-733-2970. This, Rick, have fun with that. What with that many devil horns and psychic energy and Clyde Lewis, God only knows what kind of evil you are going to release. I think I will avoid that event. How about this? Rick, you should try to get a photographer for the boat. A digital camera is all well and good, but a professional would be better. Oh, this is a guy saying we ought to get like an actual, like a... This is a guy saying that we should put Jason Crump, the photographer, on the boat with Paul. Not a bad idea. You probably get a better shot from the river than the Esplanade anyway. All right.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, if the Rose Festival is going to be here, does that mean that they're going to have limitations on who can go out in the boat in that area?
No. Oh, okay. I don't know, and if they do, I don't want to know about it.
Okay.
This is plausible deniability.
Okay.
All right. It's 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show. I got all these calls, but we got this Tim Riley thing.
Well, we don't have to.
Let's go to the city desk. You have no choice. Once the sounder plays, you're pot committed now.
Well, here I am again. From high atop the bottom of the coin tower, downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News Beat. Tim Riley reporting, and now we're going to pander to our New Zealand demographic.
Yeah.
An armless New Zealand man was stopped for speeding. He was driving with one foot on the steering wheel and another on the pedals. Colin Smith, who was born without arms, has never held a driver's license. He appeared in court charged with driving in the manner...
Hold on. Did you just say... That Colin Smith, who was born without arms,
yes.
has never, quote, held a driver's license?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
He appeared in court charged with driving in a manner likely to be dangerous to the public. They stopped Smith, and they said the driver's seat was reclined, and the armless man appeared to be using one foot to steer the car and the other to accelerate and brake.
That's fantastic.
He entered no plea, but said he would defend himself against the charges. He told the court he was driving for years, using his feet to steer, and never had an accident yet.
Okay. It's like that. I mean, you just insert your own Def Leppard joke here. There you go.
Meanwhile, Elton John has accepted libel damages of $188,000 from a newspaper, which claimed he was behaving like, quote, a tin pot dictator, unquote, by ordering guests in his annual charity ball now to approach him. In a brief hearing at London's High Court, the singer's solicitor, Nigel Tate, told the judge the claims made by the Daily Mail had caused Sir Elton considerable embarrassment and distress. The articles falsely alleged that Sir Elton had issued a bizarre and absurd edict to guests, ordered them not to approach him, thereby acting like an old-fashioned royalty person, or some tin pot dictator and exhibiting self-important, arrogant, and rude behavior bordering on paranoia.
Yeah, that's hard to believe. I can't even imagine... Okay, A, and then B, I don't even know what tin pot dictator means. That's one of those phrases that... It's one of those phrases that is, like, the origin of which... I'm not asking for someone to tell me. I don't really care that much. I'm just saying it doesn't make any sense to... Doesn't make any
sense.
My American ears. Eric, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hey, I'd like to confirm that it is every 100 years because it's now 2006, and in 100 years it will be 2106. So it will be 666 in 100 years.
All right, so it's once I said, well, we'll all be dead anyway. That's the whole point.
Yeah, none of us are going to survive the apocalypse anyway.
All right, thanks, Eric. I appreciate that.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah, thank you. All right,
why are all these people calling?
It's good times. Well, they want to get their phone calls in before the rapture, apparently.
Oh.
It's 503-733-2970. Here's Tim Riley.
It's half of the Darwin Watch.
Here's your Darwin Watch.
I have a feeling some bad stuff is about to go down.
For Friday.
Don't. I need all my caps.
Don't.
My parents won't let me use scissors.
Don't.
Another one bites the dust.
Don't.
Oh, my heart just stopped. Ah, there it goes.
A California man was killed after falling out the back of a truck onto which he decided to hitch a ride. Juan Jimenez was struck by three, maybe five vehicles after falling off the back of a vacuum truck on I-80. He hopped onto the back of a vacuum truck in the parking lot of a Vacaville nightclub at 2 o'clock in the morning. Not the best time to do that. The driver of the truck, apparently not realizing he was hanging onto the back of the vehicle, drove out of the parking lot and entered westbound I-80. Witnesses began to call 911 to report a man hanging on the back of a vacuum truck accelerating to 70 miles an hour. Moments later, witnesses reported seeing a man fall off the truck and onto the roadway. One, two, three, four vehicles struck and killed him. He was pronounced dead at the scene. All westbound lanes of I-80 were closed for nearly 2 hours while the mess was cleaned up.
Blah, blah, blah. One down. Blah, blah, blah. One to go. There's your Darwin watch.
Don't, don't, don't. Another one bites the dust.
We've got this email coming in from our good friend Aaron.
Hold me like you did by the lake on Naboo.
Every time I play the sound of a little bit of Sarah's soul dies. Rick, Satan and the Navy. Not only will the Rose Festival be in full swing, but we will be perilously close to Portland's annual Fleet Week.
Yep.
Let us now list the fine ingredients. Rick Emerson fans, Devil Horns, Wholesome Families, Day of the Antichrist, Clyde Lewis, the Navy. What could possibly go wrong? I, for one, cannot wait for this mingling of souls. It's going to be the best day ever. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, listen to this one. NBC is raising the white flag on Thursday. The Peacock Network announced it'll be moving its most eagerly awaited new series for the fall, Studio 60, on the Sunset Strip to Thursday night, from Thursday night to Monday night.
Studio 60 and the Sunset Strip is going to be the best show in the history of all that is televised in this country. It is, everybody on this program knows, it is well established what a huge fan of Aaron Sorkin I am. And it's the new Aaron Sorkin show. He, who was the mastermind and the creator behind the five good seasons of West Wing, he was the writer, creator, director, of Sports Night, yeah, which is like the most criminally overlooked sitcom probably of the last 15 years. What do you win for a play? Is it a Pulitzer?
Tony.
No, for writing a play.
I think
it's a Pulitzer. Well, whatever. He wrote A Few Good Men. He wrote all the dialogue for Schindler's List. He did The American. He's Aaron Sorkin. It sounds like such a fantastic idea. It is a little similar to Sports Night, but it is a comedy/drama, hour long, that is behind the scenes of a live 90-minute Saturday night variety comedy show. And
this sounds too complicated.
It clearly, yes, and it happens every 1,000 years. No, but it is a show that it's a behind the scenes show. It takes, you know, it's a show about a show, and it obviously is supposed to be Saturday Night Live, starring Matthew Perry, by the way, who's a great actor and who is on West Wing. He played what's his name on the West Wing for like a season or so. And I'm a big fan of Matthew Perry. I really wasn't until I saw him on the West Wing. But he and Aaron Sorkin work really well together. Everybody who knows me has been hearing relentlessly about this show for like the last year. And they're putting all the chips on it too, which is why they're not putting it on Thursday, because they know it'd get creamed by CSI.
Oh, that's true.
So they're moving it around. So just pencil that in right now. You want to be watching Studio 60. It's going to be a fantastic program.
So shortly after the announcement, speculation immediately began swirling that NBC will have to move Studio 60 if it wanted to have any hope of finding a sizable audience. So it only took more than a week for NBC to react to this. We've enjoyed an extremely successful development season, and we're going to do what it takes for the new series, said Kevin Riley, the president of NBC Entertainment.
All right, this email from Michael. Rick, dude, Juan fell off the back of the vacuum truck and died? Man, that must suck. It actually says here, cue the wah-wah sound. There you go.
Well, that's helpful.
Okay, here's Tim Riley.
Oh, listen to this. We do have, should we do a Whitney watch?
I say, what better way to start the weekend than to look into the life of America's favorite diva? Here's your Whitney watch for Friday on the Rick Emerson Show.
And I
second cough right here that... Because it sounds like little bits of lung are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Good times. Here's your Whitney watch.
Whitney Houston dresses down as a bag lady to avoid fans, screams his headline.
Uh-huh.
Whitney's best friend has urged fans not to believe everything they see in photos of the troubled soul star. She often goes out disguised as a bag lady.
Yeah, disguised.
Singer Sherelle insists reclusive Houston is so desperate to avoid fans when she goes shopping or for groceries. She often dresses down, but her look never fools the paparazzi. And the unfortunate pictures have been used to illustrate how her father's superstar has fallen amid recent U.S. tabloid claims that Houston's drug dependency has hit rock bottom. But Sherelle states, that's her look. It's a disguise. She always goes around like a big bag lady. And the singer reveals that she was with Houston when one of the scandalous photos was taken. I said, this is the picture from when she got up that morning to take out the trash with the kids. I guess she put her kids in the trash.
So there you go. There's your unbelievable Whitney Houston story for the year. I got to pick up the new Inquirer, by the way, because that's the one that has the Marie Osmond thing. I found the MySpace profile.
Screen captions of their MySpace ones?
I did. I found cached versions because Marie Osmond is all angry about MySpace because her
daughters are sluts?
Well, that's self-identified, by the way. The daughters' MySpace profiles, apparently, one of the daughters referred to herself as a, quote, slut and a whore. And then
the other one couldn't get enough sex.
The other one can't get enough sex and is a gay or no a bi sexual, and it wants to have sex with David Bowie. Apparently, athletic and repeated sex. So
that's
I do
only
have
a phase.
I with the love of Jesus, she'll in any event, I found the screen caption. I'll try to post them later. Anyway, there's your Whitney watch. This is from Ryan. Did that email describe Whitney Houston as reclusive? Does that make her a brown recluse?
Huh?
That's Ryan. Just reading the emails that come in.
Well, thank you for that.
It's not my job to edit what the people say, Tim Riley. Well, let's do one more, and then let's do one more, we'll do these calls, and then we'll take that Dixie Chick song into the break, because I want to play that before we head into the weekend. Here's Tim Riley at the City Desk.
Well, listen to this. A McHenry County man is suing his marriage counselor, contending the therapist he hired to help improve his marriage instead began an affair with his wife. That relationship eventually prompted the couple to divorce, according to a breach of contract suit filed by 35-year-old Scott Beto of the Lake of the Hills. I'm not sure. Oh, this is Illinois. The lawsuit seeks more than $200,000 in punitive damages from his former counselor, Dan Blair, and the Arbor Counseling Center where Blair works. He had an obligation to provide services, and he willfully abused those for his own benefits, says his attorney. The lawsuit filed by Pluto. Is this the fellow's name?
I don't even understand what's going on here.
Well, apparently, the marriage counselor had an affair with this guy's wife.
Well, see, but that's why I could never be a shrink, because wouldn't you be tempted, like if you were a marriage counselor, wouldn't you be tempted to do that every time some hot chick came in the room with her husband? Wouldn't you just be trying to drive apart every hot woman from her troubled man?
It's good thing you're not a marriage counselor.
How could you resist? I mean, it's all I'm saying. I would make a very poor, therapist. I'm just saying. I made a very poor patient, so I can't even imagine what kind of an actual therapist I would make.
Uh-huh.
All right, it's 503. Uh-huh. Who's that?
Get us out of here.
Are you? Well, that's like, but you can't leave. We're not even, we got another hour. When is your plane? You're not leaving now.
I'm leaving in a few minutes. I didn't line up a replacement, have I?
Because
it's Friday. Well, we could just, we have Scotty J sitting over there doing nothing. We could have him do it.
To do what?
You think he's ready?
To do nothing. I'm sure he appreciates it. He's just sitting there doing nothing at all. Taking up space.
Naturally, I'm concerned, but I can unplug my headphones here and...
So you're just leaving.
Are you scared that he's going to take your position, Tim Riley?
Oh, I'm not under any kind of contract.
I don't understand.
Well, if he has all these news stories to pull, I'm running the board, mm-hmm, you're talking, mm-hmm, why don't we just let Scotty J read the rest of the news?
Yes,
that would be a tremendous opportunity for a young man wanting to move up in the world.
Oh, great.
I'd be all for that. I'm always ready to help the youngsters get into this business.
I think you guys are the same age.
Okay. Well, that'll be fantastic.
Oh, that's true. So no, I'm probably a little bit older. So I've shaved a few years off my bio.
You're young in spirit.
So you're leaving now?
I am.
He's got to go.
When are you going to be back?
I'll be back.
He's not going to be doing the news.
Monday.
Oh, so he will. So you will be here Monday.
Oh, most. So. Yeah, because I have my Monday special holiday badge.
Yes, yeah, so the building is in lockdown again on Monday. So.
Oh, then
I
you have
a coin pass.
Yeah, you have a coin pass.
Well, I wish everyone a very happy holiday.
Well, all right, there you go. Tim Riley's leaving.
Hi, Tim.
All right, enjoy Vegas.
I certainly will. All right, thank you very much.
He's actually leaving.
I am. Bye.
Bye. Did you know he was leaving? I didn't know he was leaving.
I thought he was leaving at 3.
That's what I thought, too.
Well, there you go. All right, 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970.
Should
it is
we,
the...
Right?
It is the Rick Emerson Show. We thank you for coming by. And so forth.
I feel so lost without him.
Tim here, what are we going to do? He really is... Tim is really the glue that holds everything together here.
He is the glue.
All right.
Now there's nobody separating us.
It's going to be like Lord of the Flies. All right, it's 503-733-2978. Well, here's what's coming up. We got only got an hour. Here's what we got to do. Scott Daly's going to be here. He's going to review X-Men 3. We've got Scotty J will apparently not only be doing his Man in the Street thing, apparently he will be reading the news. It'll be the City Desk with Scotty J. We've got a pair of Steven Seagal tickets we got to give away. What else? I know we got other stuff we got to do. Well, that's it. That's enough right there to keep us occupied.
Yeah.
Like us at 3, world famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. I'm going to play a little bit of this Dixie Chicks song here. So, this is, and it's not like I'm even the world's biggest Dixie Chicks fan, but it's a pretty great song, actually. And this is off their new CD called, I think it's called Take the Long Way, is the new record, and it came out on Tuesday. And we just had this story a while back, nobody's playing about it. And if they just, you know, here's the thing. And all these radio stations are opting not to play the song, and they're all sort of running away from it because, you know, and the song is not political in any way. The song is about the George Bush. They don't mention any politics, but it clearly is a song about the fact that they just got thrown underneath the bus by all of the country radio stations a couple years ago when she made that crack about George Bush. And so the song is, I think it goes without saying that Natalie Manson and the rest of the Dixie Chicks got taken into a room somewhere and sat down Howard Beale style and told that they had to apologize. Somebody obviously gave them a long talking to and said, you have to apologize, you have to make up, and you have to embrace family values once again. And their response was obviously to tell everybody to go pound it, which is great. So everybody is terrified to play the song. Nobody wants to play it. If they would just sort of admit that they don't want to play it because they don't want to offend the Walmart demographic, that'd be one thing. But this fiction that is being spread that they're not going to play the Dixie Chicks song because it's somehow not a good song, is what we would call a transparent falsehood in legal terms. So I'll play a little bit of this. It's called Not Ready to Make Nice. This is the Dixie Chick song that you are apparently not going to hear anywhere else. So Rick Emerson Show, back after this. More of your calls. Scotty J, Scott Daly. Don't go anywhere. It's 503-733-2970. Stay right there. Oh, and it doesn't want to play. Oh, look at that. That's what we call anticlimactic. Hold on, let me try it again. It's the most anticlimactic thing ever. Now, we'll have to play it on the other side. It doesn't want to play here. Anyway, so we'll do this. We'll come back, try to get all this done in the next hour before we head into the weekend. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland. It's 503-733-2970. Don't go anywhere.